You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever bring you down. You're the best around. Why does my computer want to update always? Don't want to update today because I updated for the past 7 days in a row. The options are always try in an hour, try tonight, remind me tomorrow. Why isn't there an option to say shut the fuck up and just do it? Or don't. Don't care. It's a great start. Great start. Let's call the brand. Die. Ding a ding a ding. Speaks Punk Spoop. Way too loud.
Hello.
Uh-oh. The voice is gone. Vegas killed the voice.
It's actually not as bad today. You should have heard me yesterday. I just got undrunk not that long ago.
I've been looking at your Insta. The first weekend you're able to like get back to it, you went full influencer mode, dude.
Full send. Do people still say that? Because that's what we did.
Dude, white girl Instagram, hot bikini pic, and then
had to.
And then like the DJ pic. Here's my question. So you have the one picture of like the DJ pic where you're like jumping up and down, you're like pointing, you're like, yeah. Who the fuck are you pointing at? Like, what's happening there? Or is that just, like, you're just, like, in it? Like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, like, dancing, and I'm drunk. But, yeah. I mean, there's a huge crowd at Encore Beach Club. So I'm just, like, you know, trying to get the crowd hype. That's my job, you know?
I get it, man. You're doing a great job out there, it seems.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. This was technically my second weekend back. Remember, I was in Vegas 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
So the first one was, like, a really good... Oh, this is what it's like to go in public. Oh, this is what it's like to be drinking. Oh, this is what it's like to stay up. Oh, this is what it's like to party a little bit. It was like a good practice round, like a good, oh, like this is what we need to know for next weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we came into this week. I say we. I had a bunch of girlfriends with me. I had my guy AJ. He MCs for me. I had a nice like crew of my people. So this time we were like, dude, we're packing. Coolers, lunch boxes full of so many snacks because we were so hungry all the time. And food in Vegas is like $800 for a Skittle. So I packed like mad snacks. I packed my own energy drinks because I paid $12.50 for one rock star the first weekend. Not doing that anymore. We packed some Adderall. Don't do real drugs, kids. Just the safe ones.
Just prescribed methamphetamines.
Exactly. Tylenol PM, or actually Advil PM. Very clutch. Very clutch. You get, because it's like a double whammy. Like, this will help you sleep and it's going to help the headache that you're going to have when you wake up at 5 a.m. because you have to pee because you drink so much alcohol and water to try to balance that out. So I'm not kidding. I think I drank more in the span of 36 hours or 48 hours or however long it was than I've ever drank in my whole life at one time.
It was looking like you guys were Litty Kitty in the city.
We were Litty Kitty in Sin City.
Yeah, there. Damn it. How did I come up with that? Did anyone do anything that they shouldn't have done?
I don't think so, but we did run into some other like acquaintances that we know, but we don't know them that well. And they had a lot of cash on them, like hundreds, you know, like a stack of hundreds. And later that night we were like, did they just come from the strip club? And I was like, honestly, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't have stacks of hundreds at the strip club. You have stacks.
You don't?
No, you have stacks of ones at the strip club.
So are the hundreds for the casino probably?
Yeah.
I stayed out until 4 a.m.
Wow.
Friday night to see Wiz Khalifa, and it did not disappoint.
Damn.
It did not disappoint.
So is Vegas back, or what's happening over there?
Vegas is mega back, and they went full send for their first weekend back. Like, it was popping this weekend. So, like, this whole thing I did was with Dustin Lynch. So if you listen to country, you know who Dustin Lynch is. I'm not sure Wells does, so you might not know.
Nope.
He sings that. She likes a small town boy like me. Like that song.
Yeah, that's...
She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool. She's my something. That's Dustin.
That's literally every country song I've ever heard, ever.
Okay, no. That's
She's hanging out in the back of my pickup truck. We're going to go into the living and drink a cup of beer. Because I like Coors Light and when the timing's right and my baby's next to me. I'm Dustin Lynch and this is the same fucking song that you've heard before on the day. Brandy, take it away. This is what I imagined happened.
So yeah, very, very, very close.
Pretty good.
But you know what I'll say about these country guys? They know how to throw a freaking party.
Oh yeah, like of course
they were partying, and everybody there to see them was partying. Okay, so apparently, and I didn't really realize this, I guess, until we were there and it was happening, that this is really the first time like a country artist has played like Vegas clubs. Like usually Vegas does not do, like they do the country festival stuff, I think. But as far as the clubs go, apparently this was like the first country weekend in Vegas at the clubs. So, and it was very successful. It was cool. For some reason, it started Thursday night. This was like a Thursday through Saturday thing. So I played the opening party at Dre's nightclub on Thursday, and that was lit. I didn't even go until midnight, so I was very drunk. And then I had to get straight into the car afterwards and go straight to the hotel to sleep because I had to be in the car at 9:30 a.m. the next morning to go to sound check for the Friday pool party because I played at 1 and Dustin played at like 3, so it was like a daytime thing. So we woke up at 9:30 and we were like, Adderall, yes. Water, yes. More liquor, yes. You know, and just kind of had to keep drinking. And then after my set, I was like, well, we got to stay and watch Jordan and Dustin, you know. So we had to keep drinking. And then, you know, 6 o'clock rolls around and we had a dinner reservation at 8. So I was like, we got to keep drinking so we can make it to dinner. And then we get through dinner and it's 10:30 and we're like, Wiz Khalifa's playing at Dre's. We got to keep drinking so we can go to Wiz Khalifa. And then we get to Dre's at like 12:30. Oh, Wiz doesn't go on until 2:30. That's cool. So we had to keep drinking so we could make it to Wiz Khalifa because we were already there. And then we slept till noon the next day and then I had to catch a flight home and here I am.
Damn. I'm impressed. I can't do it anymore. I used to be able to like drink and like party. And now if your boy gets like more than like 6 White Claws in his cyst, I am fucking pulling the ripcord and saying, I don't give a fuck about Wiz Khalifa. It's well past 11:27, which is past my bedtime. I'm gonna go to bed.
I don't know. It was really fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I felt like dog poo yesterday, but like none of my crew, no one got sick. No one like, you know, went too far. Like we were drunk for sure. But like, you know, no one would cross the line. And I swear the key is to just chug water the whole time. You know, like alcohol, water, 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 alcohol, water, 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 alcohol, water, just constant.
Oh, see, I don't do that. I don't
that's
have that kind of self-restraint.
That's key. You got to keep up with the water.
I'm glad you're back and Adam.
Me too. It felt good. It was fun.
Yeah, making some money, you know.
Yeah, you know, making some money, making some new friends, having some fun.
Get it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's holes in my memory for sure. Like, I don't know how we got home from Wiz Khalifa. Mm-hmm. Somebody said we walked. Someone said we took a taxi. I don't know.
Wow.
So things, I could be missing things, but, you know, that was the gist.
Litty Kitty in Sin City.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah.
We should probably start the show though.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
We should also have a disclaimer. Do not do Adderall unless you are prescribed to it.
Yes.
And I also don't know like if there are any like adverse side effects of like taking Adderall and then also Tylenol PMs. So, like just be safe and like consult your doctor. Like a lot of the advice.
I'll tell you the side effect of Adderall, then you can't sleep.
Yeah, I know.
So take it with caution.
Oh man,
you know what's crazy to me though is like, okay, like just full disclosure, I do have an Adderall prescription, but I don't take it every day. And but there are a lot of people out there that take Adderall every single day, like that are prescribed it and take it every day. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I am diagnosed as ADD, ADHD.
Yeah.
I had to take Ritalin as a kid.
So did my brother Trace.
Yeah, I had to take it in the morning and at lunchtime, and then my friends would sometimes steal my bag of Ritalin, not to like for them to do drugs. They would like to see me like spaz out when I didn't get like my fucking hit of Ritalin after lunch.
So, that's terrible.
Oh, I know. And I hate hate Ritalin. I remember, I think we've talked about this before, but I remember, yeah, I told my mom it took away my wellness.
Oh. Oh. That's so sad.
Now you wonder, like, well, I got high BPs, dude. I'm fucking over here just, like, living life without fucking Ritalin, and I probably
it's
should.
True.
All right, let's start the show.
Oh, yeah, let's start. I think it's you. Is it you?
All right, let's do it. Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Bros and Brandy.
All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all... This is the best part. 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Boom, boom, boom. Because I'm sitting in the back of a truck with my baby right by my side. And we're drinking out of solo cups and we are going to go for a ride. Dustin Lin's copyright trademark. All right, we got to talk Batch.
Gotta talk Batch. I feel like I need to pull up the guys real quick.
Yeah, you should. Also, like, how is no one using Katie Thurston thirst trap for
dude,
the dudes?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like it writes itself, and everyone wants to focus in on the dildo of it all, and like, it's gonna be a buzzworthy season or something like that. I'm like, yeah, but her name's Katie Thurston. All these guys are thirst traps.
Seriously.
I mean, come on. Who needs me on their fucking team?
Someone.
I don't know what I gotta do.
First impression, first of all, Katie looks great. Not that she didn't in Matt's season, but man, like, she is looking absolutely fantastic. She is thriving. Whatever she's doing right, and she needs to keep doing it. Am I right?
Yeah, she's also like I like tiny brunette people.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So like, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm like into it, you know?
Yeah, no, I think she looks great. And I don't know, it's funny, like, you know, when she gives that first speech after all the guys come in, she's like, I was gonna prepare something and then I didn't, I better just be myself. And then she delivers like a great speech.
Yeah.
Like, but I just, she's very well spoken without sounding like scripted, you know?
Yeah.
Which I really, really like. And I like that she calls the guys out on like being so nervous. And she's like, hey, I can tell you're nervous and it's fine. Like, I am too. But like, let's get past that because, you know.
I feel like not a single guy was like, hey, my name's Aaron. Nice to meet
not
you.
Not one.
They all,
no, she
was,
asked.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name? What the fuck? Like, have you never met somebody before? The first thing you do is you can say, hey, my name's so-and-so. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did notice that. That was nuts.
Yeah. It's like, and I know it's a weird thing of like, they all know her name. So, hey, I'm fucking fuckboy Jared, you know, like, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Were there any like standout intros that you loved or hated?
I loved Box Guy. Like, that's such a good bit to me. Like,
you would love Box Guy.
Such a good bit. They made his fucking ass stay in there all night. And it was like, it's so great because like they all know Box Guy exists, but they don't know what Box Guy looks like, you know? So like,
yeah,
there's a little bit of intrigue and suspense amongst the guys and with her. And then, of course, like, they make him stay there all night, which, you know, like, if you can, you know, guarantee that, like, you make it through that night, if you, like, decide to do Box Guy bit, It's kind of genius because you don't have to fucking talk to anybody. You don't have to deal with anybody. You know, you kind of pop out there at the end. And then he looks like a good looking guy. He looks like Great Gatsby motherfucking dude.
Honestly, I was kind of thinking that really the better play would have been to stay in the box through the whole rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Because you know she's going to keep you because she wants to know what's in the box.
Yeah. And also, like, someone did say, like, what's in the box? But no one went, like, full Brad Pitt 7. Like, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? I wanted someone to do that. But, you know, I mean, listen.
Oh,
I can't
geez.
Be there to produce every show, you know. Yeah, but I liked Box Guy. Who is your favorite?
I don't know if I really have a favorite, but I do have some, like, standouts.
Okay.
I'll tell you who's not one of my favorites, but Katie's a digging him, is Cat Guy.
Because I think she's a crazy cat lady. And like,
but that is nuts that she was like that hype on the cat costume.
Dude, that's like if fucking Taylor Swift was the Bachelorette, she'd absolutely
lose
her mind about that. Cat people are crazy. Like,
I thought that was insane.
I know. I would say that he did a good job of like, okay, so either that works or it doesn't. It worked kind of a little bit too well, which made me be like, all right, Katie's kind of crazy. Here's my thing about like, if you're going to do that shit, you got to commit to the bit, okay? Like either you are Cat Guy and you fucking commit to it or you don't. No halfway crooks here. And he was like licking his hands and then like rubbing his face like a cat like the entire time, like making bad cat puns. I was like, all right, listen, if you're gonna fucking do it, fucking commit. And he committed. And so you know what? I kind of liked it. And also them making out and her getting all that shit in her nose was fucking gold, baby.
I mean, okay. And then so while we're talking about Cat Guy, the two makeout scenes that we saw were aggressive.
Right? I was thinking the same thing, too.
It was some aggressive kissing for night one.
Yeah.
And, like, both sides. Katie was right there. She was there both being aggressive.
Yeah. It was a lot of open mouth, you know?
Yeah. And just a lot of, like, throwing yourself into the other person. Yeah. I was just really shocked.
I mean, it was hot, but it was like, whoa. Man. You gotta, I feel like you got to do, like, church tongue, you know?
You got a night one.
You got to church tongue it up. Like, you can get there, you know, you can, like, start choking out somebody or gag them, you know, like, in the fantasy suite. But, like, first night, you know, church tongue.
You know what's funny? Like, scrolling through the cast list, I'm on just some random, like, website, but there's little bios. There's quite a few guys who in their bio, it says they're, like, big on religion.
Yeah.
Very interesting, because I feel like Katie's not. Is that wrong?
I don't know. I get the same vibe from her because I knew that like Tayshia is a very religious person. And that was like one of the kind of the issues with her and Ivan.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that, but maybe so.
So the other guy she kissed was Greg, the quieter, more shy guy with the hair. And I actually do like him. You know, obviously he's not showing a ton of personality right off the bat, but I do kind of like that he is a little more reserved and he's the one that got the first impression rose. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just like so shocked and like he was just like, I can't believe I got this. And like that made me really like him.
Yeah, there's a little bit of like, I think she's into like normal dudes. I don't know if she's into like beefcake dudes.
No. I don't think so either.
Because Cat Guy and Greg, I feel like $1.60 dripping wet, you know?
Yes. Like, yes.
I really would have flourished on this season, I feel like. You know, because I'm like every. Like,
she likes humor.
She
right?
likes like, funny guys who are skinny, apparently.
Yeah, totally. You're so right. I really liked Courtney. He stood out to me. I liked his intro because he, you know, he played. He was one that I think did introduce himself and like whatever he said, like played off of his name. So, which was, I thought that was a good way to like have her remember who you are.
My only annoyance with Courtney is how he spells his name.
Love that. I love someone that spells their name different.
Oh, such a Cyrus thing to say. No, it's Courtney with a Q.
Yeah, I'm into
Courtney.
It.
No.
I liked it. Also, this thing says that he likes to country line dance, so that's cool. Love that for him. I think Aaron was the one that said something weird that annoyed me.
Aaron just like for like no reason told someone that he didn't fucking like him.
Yes.
And, like, and you're like, what the fuck happened? I need to know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Because he seemed like such a nice guy. And man, that just shows you right there that first impressions really ain't shit because He got out of the limo and he was so sweet and seemed like such a nice guy, genuine guy. Then he's like calling out some dude for no reason. Just like, I don't like you.
Yeah, I know. Like, if I could do it all over again, I might do that shit. To people that, like, I don't have a problem with, just be like, hey, camera guys, follow me around. And just, like, go up to somebody, be like, to, like, Evan, be like, hey, guess what? Fuck you, all right? And the fucking ship you came in on. Fuck you, I don't like you. And he'd be like, what happened? And I'm like, I'm just kidding, Adam. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Because we're not going to have any context of it anyways, so you're fine.
I did like Andrew. Is he the one that faked his accent?
Oh, yeah, because he plays football in Austria or something like that.
Yeah, but didn't he fake an accent when he met her?
Yes, he did. He did a British accent.
Okay, that's the one. Yeah. He's cute. I liked him.
Yeah, nothing like starting off on lying about yourself.
On a lie. Very true. She caught him real quick, though. So I guess you could say that's a silver lining to know that, like, you can read the lie. Like, they're not a good liar.
Yeah. You know who I like a lot? I like Trey.
Which one is Trey?
Trey's a black guy who kind of talks too much. Seems like a really, like a sweetie.
Like a sweetie. Oh, wait, is this him right here? Yeah. I like him too.
Yeah.
Katie looks so good in all the promo. I'm really feeling it.
Next thing. What did you think about Tayshia and Caitlyn?
You know what? We just didn't really see much of them.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I was trying to think while I was watching it, like, did we usually see more of Chris than we're seeing of the girls? And I feel like the answer is yes, but I don't know. But I thought they did a good job. I mean, honestly, Katie's probably having more fun having some girls there than Chris. But what I think is going to be interesting down the season is, you know, for the guys, I think to have Chris there and to have another, like, a guy to be like, yo, like, you know, I don't know to talk to, like, they don't really have anyone. So it's kind of like good and bad. It's great for Katie to have some girls to talk to. But I think for the guys, like, it might be interesting that, like, they don't have anybody.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how, like, people respond to the Caitlyn and Tayshia of it all. Because, like, the host role is very much, you're kind of in charge, you know, like, you're mm-hmm. You're the authority figure. And
yeah,
I mean, nothing against Caitlyn, but, like, no one thinks that Caitlyn is the authority over anybody. You know, she's over here just trying to crack jokes the entire time. And then Tayshia, you know, is just like the sweetest as could be. And so,
yeah, she's just, like, too nice.
Yeah. So my only concern is like, when rubber meets the road or she hits the fan, like, will they be mm-hmm. able to, like, kind of command a room?
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure. The only other thing is that, like, if you're those guys and, like, Tayshia and Caitlyn walk into a room, there's a part of me that feels bad for Katie because she's surrounded. Katie's beautiful, but she's also surrounded by, like, these two, like, knockout, drop-dead gorgeous stars. You know, they have been stars already.
Mm-hmm.
If I was The Bachelor, Brad Pitt and Chris Pine were, like, giving me fucking notes, I'd be like, dude, guys, get the fuck out of here because all the chicks are going to like you and not me, and it's supposed to be about me and not about you. You know, like,
yeah,
a part of me that feels that way.
I do feel like, though, that the thing that saves them there is that they're both engaged,
for
right?
Sure.
Like, it's not like either one of them are single. I think if they were, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
But I do see your point.
And I feel like you saw me on a teaser.
Oh, I did see you on a teaser.
Did you?
It was very quick, but yeah. I saw it.
Yeah. They like barely put me in there. So.
Uh-huh. But you made it. You made it. It's, you know, that's really all you can ask for at this point. They cut you out so much these days.
Yeah. By the way, that's going to be as much as I'm in the season, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought the teaser was great, though. Love the drama they're showing, you know?
It's coming.
She kills me when she says, I'm done. Somebody book my flight home. Oh, I'm like, yes, girl.
Yeah.
But also don't go because I want to see the end.
So who's your front runners?
I don't know if I have front runners right now. I really don't know because, listen, first impression guy, I like him and she likes him right now, but I just don't. I'm not sure he's going to make it to the end because he's so quiet and so reserved. That's usually hard for somebody with that personality type to, like, make it, you know, that just things get tough. So I don't know.
I like cat guy. I like first impression guy. And I like Trey.
I like Trey too.
Those are my faves so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, I think what I like about Katie, because she comes across as very like every woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that a lot of people are going to really be able to like identify with and relate with like her. And I think she's into fucking normal dudes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
So it's going to be that kind of a breath of fresh air that like not just the dudes with like abs from like their tits, their taint, you know, like it's going to be like
ew,
just normal guys, you know?
Disgusting.
And then also it's like really nice for like people like me who are like, yeah, dude, like sometimes people like skinny dudes that have a sense of humor, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. I did really like the moment when Caitlin was like, when she slapped Katie on the ass and was like, get out there and do it, you know? I was like, that's funny. That's good. I like that part.
Oh.
Is that enough batch talk for now?
I think so. I think that's good.
Okay.
More to come. More to come.
I mean, yeah, there's only so much you can really learn after that first, you know.
Yeah, night one's never my favorite episode to watch, but like, you know, you gotta. You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Blake coming in.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they tease.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I liked Blake on Tayshia's season, but I don't know. He's looking awfully thirsty, I think.
Yeah, he's Katie Thurston it up, man.
But I think Katie likes him.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people liked him, but yeah, that's the problem is when you double dip, it's a little mm-hmm. bit of fame whoring.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
But we'll see. He might be a nice guy.
We'll see.
We shall see.
Huh. All right, sorry. Just had to add that
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, no, it's good. All right. Well, that's enough Bachelor talk, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched something that I even tweeted about it before the show, and I feel bad because I never like to like kind of like show my hand for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it was beautiful, and I have to say it was one of the best, but also like one of the most difficult things I've watched all year long. Were you ever a Bo Burnham fan?
Mm-mm.
So he's a little bit younger than me, but I remember being a big Bo Burnham fan when I was in college. He was still in high school, but he like his whole thing was he was kind of like a YouTube star where he would write really funny songs and sing them. And it was a lot of like smoking pot and watching Bo Burnham songs back in college.
Sounds right.
So he just released a hour and a half long special on Netflix called Inside.
Mm.
Have you heard about it?
No, not at all. But, you know, I've been in a black hole vortex that is Las Vegas, so.
So it's called Bo Burnham Inside. Here's the tag. A new comedy special shot and performed by Bo Burnham alone over the course of the past year. So basically it starts with him being like, I can't leave my house, and so I'm going to use this time. I don't know if he even says this, but it's kind of implied. Like, I'm going to use this time to, like, write and record my next comedy special. And so he does it all in like what I think is his like little studio back room at his house, and he shoots the whole thing himself, he lights the whole thing himself. And then you see like as the year progresses, like he stops kind of shaving, he doesn't cut his hair, he like really starts to kind of like devolve, and then he becomes extremely depressed. And I don't know if it's art for art's sake or if it's, you know, reality coming out in his art, but like if you're not in a good mental space, like maybe don't watch this. But it's a lot about suicide and like hard conversations, and I think I was like, I don't know if I think Bo is going through these things, but I think he is emulating what a lot of people are going through this year, and it's mm-hmm. like really, really powerful. But it's also fucking hilarious. Like, he's got a song called White Girl Instagram, White Woman Instagram. It's amazing. So he writes this song. It's so funny. And then he takes pictures like white women do on Instagram. And they are like the most on point fucking things in the world. So much so that like on TikTok, women are like, I just realized now that I'm so unoriginal, because they'll like show his video and then like they'll show like their pictures that are exactly the same. He's got a whole thing on like cancel culture. And which is like obviously very timely. He goes into white people wanting to stand up for the right thing, and mm-hmm. it's like, why don't you just shut the fuck up and like listen, you know, like there's like a lot of that. And it's a lot about how, like, the internet is fucking horrible and, like, how social media is, like, the death of us. And it's also, like, him coming to terms, like, he turns 30 during this whole experience. Anyways, I don't want to ruin it for you. I'm not even sure if I'm doing, like, a great job explaining it. It's one of those things, like, you just need to watch. I'm telling you, it was one of the most, like, powerful fucking things. And I don't know if I'd call it a comedy special. It's just, like, a really, really good film.
Sounds like reality, but, like, actual reality.
Yeah.
Like, non-produced reality.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's really, really good. It's very theatrical, and he does an amazing job, like, cinematography-wise. Like, it's just him lighting all this stuff, and...
That's crazy.
Dude, you gotta watch... I'm telling you, you gotta watch it. I was talking to my buddy...
I'll watch it.
I was talking to my buddy Kevin last night about it, and he was like, yeah, I watched it last night, and it's like, it hit me so hard, I'm watching it again tonight. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, well.
So, it's one of those. So, anyways, Bo Burnham, Inside on Netflix... Absolute must watch. But if you are in a fragile mental state, maybe hold off until you're feeling good, because it is dark. But I feel like it's one of those things where, like, everyone just, like, relates to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
I finished season one of Startup.
Oh, you did?
Did you only watch season one, or did you watch are there two seasons?
I think I just watched like 5 episodes of the first season, and I was like, this isn't new.
Oh, well, it's still good. Not new, but still great. Honestly, I really, really liked it.
Really?
And a lot more than I thought I would. I mean, I do love Adam Brody, so, like, maybe that's part of it, but yeah. I don't know. It was just like, I thought it was really, really good. I told my mom today, I was like, I feel like you should watch this. Like, it's a little violent, and, like, there's a couple of scenes throughout the season that are a little hard to watch, I guess. But, like, overall, like, I don't know. I really, really liked it. But I'm curious, like, now that I've finished season one, I'm like, how are they going to pull out a whole nother season on this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to ruin it for you until you kind of how the season one ends. But, it, you know, you're kind of like, all right, so where do they go from here? Like, how do they have a whole nother season?
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm gonna keep going. I'm going to see if season two is as good.
Does Adam Brody, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I mean, kind of both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the antagonist and the protagonist all rolled up into one.
Yeah, he's kind of both in a way. I mean, the FBI agent is a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about this last week. Like, he's the worst for sure. And he does some crazy shit. But you know who I loved is the Haitian guy in the show. Do you know his name, his real name? I wonder if you pronounce it Edie or Eddie. He was also an X-Men.
I'm going to go ahead and say Edie.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
He's so good. He's a Kenyan-American actor. But, man, he does a good job with the Haitian accent and the whole, like, the Haitian culture. Like, he really leaned into that. He did such a good job.
You know about the Haitian culture really well and their accents?
Well, he sold me on it. I mean, I don't know. Like, kind of.
Yeah. I liked him when I was watching that show.
You know, he's one that, like, he starts out as, like, a super bad guy, and then by the end of it, you just, like, really love him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it, so I'll probably start season two. Highly recommend.
Got a least favorite thing. Two least favorite things real quick.
Right.
One, they canceled my buddy Kevin. We were just talking about him. They canceled his show Rebel, which is like, ABC, what are you fucking thinking? You had Katie Sagal. Okay, Married with Children, ooh, fucking Futurama, like, everything. You had Anthony Garcia? Okay, my boy Kevin. You had John Cobert from Sex and the City? And they canceled, like, in the middle of the season. Like, so anyways.
Yeah, that's weird.
So dumb. Also, Netflix, if you're listening, just pick it up, because that show was awesome. You're never going to get those people together like that. Jupiter's Legacy is not renewed for a second season, and I love Jupiter's Legacy. What the fuck, Netflix? That thing was awesome, dude. So good.
I'm so sorry.
Josh Duhamel, whatever.
He's hot. Love him.
Come on, guys. I mean, like, I feel like every head of studio needs to be fired, and they need to be replaced with 20-something and 30-something people, because I'm just seeing a lot of bad decisions being made right now, and I'm just not liking it, okay? I have like a really short documentary that like, I really loved. And if you're like me, guys out there, which I hope you're not, because when I listen back to these podcasts, I'm like, oh, I sound fucking crazy, dude. Like, I felt,
See, this is why I can't listen back.
No, it's smart, but I have to listen back because I'm always like, how can I edit this show better so I don't sound crazy? But like the amount of stuff that I talk about when it's like fucking aliens and stuff, it's like, well, stop it. You fucking sound crazy. Whatever. It is what it is. And I am who I am. You know what? A tiger can't change stripes, guys. Whatever. So fine. Relax. Anyway, so there's a 20-minute documentary on Prime called Jason Silva, The Road to the Singularity. And I really, really loved it. Here's the tag. The singularity, or the arrival of superhuman intelligence, has been described as both the rapture of the nerds and inevitable. Futurist and philosopher Jason Silva explores the way in which this radical transformation may occur through biotechnology, nanotechnology, and artificial intelligence. The road to the singularity. So the whole thing is based on that there are like huge paradigm shifts in civilizations. Stone Age to like Copper Age to, you know, the Iron Age, and then, you know, pre-flight, and then all of a sudden, you know, only 66 years separated the Wright brothers' first flight to us landing on the moon. There are these things, these kind of big jumps in civilization that are like huge. And so this guy's whole thing is like, I think that we're right on like the precipice of another really, really big one. The biggest one ever in the history of human like evolution, because three things are about to happen. Artificial intelligence is in inevitability. It's happening. And Elon Musk got self-driving cars. We're there. And then nanotechnology is definitely happening, especially like in the medical fields, like putting in tiny, tiny little robots into your body to go like, you know, try to attack cancer cells and stuff. Like, it's a real thing. And then that's biotechnology. And then nanotechnology is being able to effectively like print things at the molecular level. So you could be like, I can make something really, really tiny just by putting one atom at a time and making something really tiny but really, really strong. Anyways, they're all coming together at the same time, and like, what's that going to do to like our human civilization? It's going to absolutely change everything, because a lot of people are not going to need to work coming very soon, you know? So anyways, it's kind of scary, but it's also kind of hopeful. It's interesting. It's introspective. It's obviously very educational. And I really loved it. Like, it's not about aliens or anything. It's just kind of like about like where this guy thinks we're going in the next, like, basically 20 years.
Right. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I want to watch that.
You should. It's 20 minutes. Like, if you don't like it, well, it's fucking 20 minutes. So
where was it? Hulu?
It's on Prime.
On Prime.
Yeah, but I think it's also on YouTube. Again, it's called Jason Silva, The Road to the Singularity.
Into it?
Yeah, good stuff.
I gotta catch up on Cruel Summer because my mom's caught up, and she's like hit a lull there for a minute, and she swears it's picked back up. So I gotta get back on track.
All right.
With Cruel Summer. I'm curious if the YFTers are still loving it, because I got some messages from YFTers too that were like, I loved Cruel Summer the first few episodes, and now it's kind of boring. So I'm curious if you guys kept up with it. Like, holla, let me know.
Yeah. I got a book for you.
A bunch of YFTers got books for me too. After I hear your recommendation, should we shout some of theirs out?
Sure. Again, I was talking earlier about how obviously I sound like a fucking crazy person, and I realize... And I'm sorry, but, do you remember the book The Martian?
Oh, yeah.
And then they turn it into a movie with Matt Damon, and it's phenomenal. If you haven't, by the way, if you haven't seen that movie, you should see that movie, but if you haven't...
Really
seen,
good.
But if you haven't read the book, you should really read the book. The book is really, really good. But the movie is crazy. It's like Jessica Chastain, Matt Damon, Childish Gambino, like... A lot of big names. So that guy who wrote that book, his name is Andy Weir. He's got a new book out. And it's called Project Hail Mary. And yes, I know. I'm sorry. I like sci-fi. Fucking sue me. But this... So basically, and I won't like kind of ruin it for you, but like the idea is scientists start realizing that the sun is kind of cooling down. And they can't really figure out why it's cooling down, so they start to kind of send out probes and stuff. And they realize that there's this, like, infrared light that's going from the sun to Venus and back. And for whatever reason, this kind of, like, trail of light, this specific trail of infrared light, is, like, kind of, like, sucking energy from the sun. So they send out, like, a probe, whatever, and they go collect kind of, like, some of the information about what's going on. And they realize it's effectively, it's like alien algae. So it's like this kind of like crazy, weird, alien, like single cell organism that is able to kind of feed off the sun. And kind of the more it starts feeding off the sun, the more it starts depleting the sun's energy. And by doing so, it's basically like cooling down our planet by like 1%. That doesn't seem like a lot, but like after like 6 years, that's not good. And then like after like 15 years, we're talking like another ice age, you know, like. So it's like exponentially getting worse, and so they got to figure out like what to do. And then they realize that this is not only happening in our solar system, but like other solar systems this is happening in. And so then they have to like put together a team and basically try to go save the human race. And so the main guy is like a scientist who goes off into this spaceship and tries to go save the human race. And, you know, when he wakes up from like his like kind of cryo sleep thing, his two other astronaut buddies with him have passed away. So it's just him.
Yikes.
It's similar to like The Martian in the fact that like it's one guy, can't really communicate with anybody, but he's got a fucking, that one he's just trying to save himself. This one's trying to save the world. Anyways, it's one of those books where like cannot put it down.
Oh, I want to read it.
Dude, so good. Project okay. Hail Mary by Andy Weir. Can't put okay. it down.
Love that. You think they'll make it a movie?
Yes. I think Martian was really popular, and this one is, things are happening where you're like, whoa, this is going to be cool.
Don't ruin it.
I won't. And I did a kind of a bad job of explaining it, because they obviously like explain it in like science terms and stuff, and I dumbed it down for myself, but anyways, very good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Some wife tears have hit me up with some book recommendations that sound pretty good.
Give it to me.
Colleen Hoover, I've heard of that author before. The book called It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. She said it's the best book she's ever read.
Wow.
So I'm going to need to look into that. And that author name does sound really, really familiar. Oh, wait. Jennifer Hiller. Mm-hmm. Is that who wrote
Little Secrets, Jar of Hearts?
Jar of Hearts. That's the one I loved.
Yeah.
That was. I don't think I read Little Secrets, though. Or did I? Sounds so familiar.
I think I did read Little Secrets.
Maybe you're the one that read it.
I did, and I didn't like it as much as Jar of Hearts.
Well, Jar of Hearts is everything.
Yeah. I need to go back and read that.
All right. I've had two people recommend Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay.
By TJR. I don't know if that's what the author goes by. And then here's another Colleen Hoover recommendations, a book called Verity. Oh, you know what? I've heard of this one, too. The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Yeah, I read that one and told you to read it. It's so good.
Well, now the Wife Tears are telling me to read it.
Dude, Wife Tears, what the fuck? Why is no one listening to me? You know why? I know why it is. Because everyone thinks I'm fucking some crackpot alien fucking enthusiast, and no one believes anything I say.
Oh my God. Oh, here's another recommendation for Verity by Colleen Hoover. I got to check these out.
All right, go read some Colleen Hoover.
Here's another. I loved Verity and It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. Why is everyone loving this? Why do I not know about it? Oh, here's a book rec mostly for Wells. I'm sorry. Did I ask for book recommendations for Wells? I think I asked for myself, but apparently this is for you. Author Jack Carr, Navy SEAL turned book author. Terminal List, 4-book series. Amazon Prime series coming soon with Chris Pratt starring. He's hot. I mean, if Chris Pratt starring in the series, I'll read it. And I'll definitely watch it.
A Navy SEAL has nothing left to live for and everything to kill for after he discovers that the American government is behind the deaths of his team in this rip-from-the-headlines political thriller that is so powerful, so pulse-pounding, so well-written, rarely do you read a debut novel this damn good. The Terminal List, a thriller by Jack Carr.
Okay. Sounds good.
Gotta put that one in the old wish list.
Shout out, Wet Tears. Coming in.
Coming in hot.
Coming through.
Do you have any Muzaks?
Let me see. I smell weed. My mom must be home.
Oh my God.
My roommate must be back.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Does John Mayer have a new song? What? John Mayer has a new song? I haven't heard it, but can we play it?
Is it Last Train Home? I just fell
behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. If you don't want to love me, let me go. I'm running for the last train. I'm running for the last train home.
Sounds like a John Mayer tune.
It does, but you know what? It's got a fresh vibe to it.
Yeah? You like?
I don't know. I like it. Also, I missed his voice. I love him.
Aw. I saw Lucas Nelson in The Promise of the Real got a new track out. Lucas Nelson is actually Willie Nelson's son, and he is really good, by the way. So check it out.
For the crime of throwing away. Exhibit A, mama, I've got proof. I have a lot of pretty memories I can show you. Dust them off and see that you're the perfect girl for me. But somehow you slipped away for reasons I can't see. I'd like to go ahead and plead insanity, mama.
It's Lucas Nelson, Throwing Away Your Love. What do you got?
Tell me you know the Astronaut in the Ocean song that's going viral on TikTok.
Yes.
Masked Wolf is the name of that artist that plays that sings that song. They got a new track called Gravity Gliding, and it's a vibe. Okay. Gravity gliding light. Pop it. I ain't never no day ones. No day ones. Don't like the heat, better get your apron. Used to hate life, okay. Had my shade on. Aye. Used to watch that moonshine, Acorn. This the shit that I don't like and it ain't ordinary. More than scary, all these birds up in my sanctuary. Never hit me up, bird and deep, I was feeling buried. Found my colors and started flying, ain't that canary? Got pain in my soul, I ain't here to toast. Champagne problems, I was feeling like a ghost.
Gravity gliding. Masked Wolf.
It's a vibe, right?
Yeah, man.
Good. That's all I got.
I want to see if I can find one of the Bo Burnham songs.
An open window, a novel, a couple holding hands. An avocado. Instagram.
All right, Brandi. I wish you well with your hangover.
I'm feeling better already.
Yeah?
This podcast really sobered me up.
Yeah. That's what it tends to do.
I'm also going to go lay in my infrared sauna bag and just sweat out what's left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got Vern shout-outs. There's only a couple of them. Let's just push it to next week.
That sounds good.
Fine with that?
Good with it.
All right. Wife Tears, we love you so much.
Love you so much.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
White woman's Instagram.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.